The following message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Church of Raton.
Amen. 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 So, you know, Jim and Misty, you know, set us up well as always. When it says that the Holy Spirit empowers you to hope, it kind of, we don't have any excuse not to. You know, if you think about it, when we're tuned into him, I'm going to knock this over, Eric. You know I'm going to. See, these guys take care of me before I know what I need to do. They already know. Amen. Thank you. I appreciate that. When you have accepted Christ as your Savior, as Misty said, the ABCs that I talk about so much, and the reason I talk about it so much is because if you don't have Christ as your Savior, nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. But when you have him, when you've A, admitted and acknowledged that you've sinned, B, when you believe that God sent his son Jesus to save you from that sin, and then C, you confess that with your mouth, you know, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart he rose from the dead, you will be saved. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. And that sealing of the Holy Spirit happens right then. So now he's inside of you, right? And you've been established in a position in the body of Christ. You've been established. He established you. The creator of the universe has established you. So, like I said, no one can take you out of that position. But you can step out. And we've all made those mistakes at different times. That's what we're talking about is today is more staying in that position. And we talked about the three things that cause you to step out of that position. And the first one being selfishness. The second one being fear. And then the third one being pride. And, you know, last week we talked about selfishness. I think all of our toes were a little sore after that one, you know. You go evaluate and say, all right, Lord. But as I prayed more about that, as I thought more about that, I knew we had to kind of continue along that grain. And so 2 Timothy 3, verse 1 and 2, it says, but you know this, that in the last days, and we've talked about that, we are absolutely in the last days. These are the last days. It's the season of Christ's return. No other prophecy has to be fulfilled. Everything has been fulfilled, and Jesus is coming back. Amen? Amen? I mean, and come Lord Jesus, right? But then it says perilous times will come. We're seeing those now. That's where fear tries to grab people. Verse 2, the beginning, it says men will be lovers of themselves. In the Greek, that word, I mean, and it makes sense. I mean, it means selfish, but it means focused on yourself. Focused. And as I was praying about that, you know, everyone has that internal dialogue, right? You know, where what you're thinking, you know, is going on in your mind, and you're hearing, you know, you're thinking, so in your mind, you're hearing what you're thinking about, right? Or is that just me? I hear all kinds of things. Well, the thing is when you focus on your voice, you're being selfish. Why? Because you're only going to be thinking about what you can see and what the natural is giving you. All the information that's coming in from out here, that's what you're going to be thinking about. You know, Ralphie Joe said this. This is what happened here. You know, and you're thinking about those things, right? And I have so many people tell me, Monty, I just don't think I hear from God. I don't think I hear from God. Listen, the creator of the universe sent his spirit to reside inside of you. He calls you a child of God. He's talking. But am I listening to myself or his still small voice? And you know what it's hard to do when you're talking? Listen. It's really hard, right? And yet, that internal thing's going on all the time. If you don't choose to be spirit-led. You choose to plug in. And that can be as simple as when you feel that emotion rise up and you start to step out of position, and you can feel it, because it doesn't feel good, right? Stopping and saying, Holy Spirit, help. What do you think about this? And I know I preach the same type of thing all the time, right? Do you know why? We need it. We need it. I need him all the time, desperately. Because there's so many things in these perilous times. They're trying to draw my attention, right? And we've always already established, I'm not smart enough to figure out things. I'm not. He told me that. But he already has the situation figured out, right? And so being Spirit-led is tuning into the Holy Spirit and ceasing from listening to that internal dialogue. Because you know who ends up leading the internal dialogue if you let it? The enemy. Because he's working through the flesh, and he'll get you thinking all the bad things you don't need to be thinking about. When you're most accustomed to hearing yourself, it makes it hard to hear the Holy Spirit. That's one of those jury moments, Jim. Actually, I don't worry about that. I don't care. I mean, the thing is, guys, I've been there. You know, I'm talking for 45 minutes, and I stop and say, well, God, what do you think? And he's like, finally. Like 30 seconds in, man, I had it figured out. Oh. Peace. Lead me, Lord Jesus. Listening to yourself is leaning on your own understanding. Brenda. Proverbs 3, New King James. No, you didn't get it. There's lots changed since 8 o'clock this morning. We know this verse anyway. It's in the New King James. It's Proverbs 3. It's 5 through 8, and I am going to have it in the Passion 2 coming. You're awesome. Thank you. I always put you on the spot. Proverbs 3, verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Mm-hmm, there's the benefit. Let's see what it says in the Passion. It says, trust in the Lord completely. Do not rely on your own opinion. Oh. Yeah, but I'm kind of used to doing that. Yeah, I know. We got to stop. Because I like what comes, right? It says, with all your heart, rely on him to guide you. And he will lead you in every decision you make. Man, I need the Holy Spirit's leading. Because I got a lot of decisions to make all the time. Verse 6, become intimate with him in whatever you do. You see, he came to reside inside of you because he wanted that relationship. And it was the only way that fallen man could relate to a holy God is by him coming into our clean spirit, cleansed by the blood of Jesus. See, he knows what he's doing, right? And it says, he will lead you wherever you go. Man, I like that. Don't think for a moment that you know it all. Uh-oh. For wisdom comes when you adore him. Listen to this. I underline this. With undivided devotion. How many times is my devotion divided because Monty's voice starts popping into things? Yeah, but what about this? What about this? Well, shut up, Monty. Let's be focused on the Lord. Let's be focused on his spirit, right? And it says, and avoid everything that's wrong. Well, that's the only way you're going to do it is by his grace and his leading. It says, then, listen to how it says this, then you will find the healing refreshment your body and your spirit long for. You know, my mind and my body need peace. They need his restorative healing, right? Because when you're out in the world, you take dings, huh? Little ouchies here and there that people say, or something happens, you get mad, you know? And I need him, right? The God of love to settle me. But it's only going to happen when I focus on him. And I'm not divided. That's why crucifying the flesh is so important. Let's get back on topic. Philippians 2, we read this last week. I'm going to read it in the Passion. I'm reading 3 through 5. I hope I gave you these. I think we're back on. It says, be free from those pride-filled opinions, for they will only harm your cherished unity. Don't allow self-promotion to hide in your hearts, but in authentic humility, put others first and view others as more important than yourselves. Remember when I talked about at the end of that, that, you know, when you first hear that, the reaction is, I'm going to go help somebody. And it becomes, I'm going to go help everybody. Because to be a good person, then, I have to do these things. And you left the Holy Spirit way back here. In your attempt to walk out his word, in your attempt, in your understanding, in your way. Because I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen in my brothers and sisters in ministry. They end up divided because their eyes see a need. And it's a real need. Please don't get me wrong. But their position, their established position was here. And they tried to go over here. And you know what happened? They got tired. They got frustrated. Then they got bitter. And then they got sick. I like that whole healing to my, look, I'm going to walk in that, amen, right? And so forevermore, I'm saying, Lord, I see the needs, and I see them. And of course, you know, I hear them because people tell me. And oftentimes people tell me what we should do. Well, you're this church, you should do this, you should do that. Well, praise God, he taught me a long time ago, I shouldn't do anything he doesn't tell me to do. I'm serious. Because, again, and if you've been here very long, and it's written in our house, it says, don't let your compassion get in the way of your obedience. Guys, as church people, this is a dangerous place, letting your compassion get in the way of your obedience. Because I promise you'll end up frustrated, tired, and bitter. Yeah, but Monty, this person needs this. I said, yeah, you're probably right. I suspect God knows that too. But I also suspect he cares more about that person than you do. And you may care all the way you can. He loves them the most. He has a way. And it's the best way. See, we don't think of that as being selfish. It is. And it gets us out of position. Satan's real sneaky how he works. I mean, listen, if you're a selfish person resisting God, you know how much Satan's messing with you? None. He don't care. You got the AC/DC song going and you're on that highway.
Ooh. That's right.
Really? Like I said, I'm more of a Led Zeppelin fan. We're on the stairway. That's true. But the bottom line is, the truth is, though, when you're trying to hear what the Holy Spirit's saying, and sincerely, you're trying to crucify the flesh, there are distractions that happen. And they can be in the form of a good thing. But that's why we really got to tune in and say, God, what's your thing? What's the God thing here? Because then that's selfless. Right? Man, because he is so good. Ooh, where was I? Okay. Verse 4, Philippians 2, 4. Abandon every display of selfishness. Possess a greater concern for what matters to others instead of your own interest. Verse 5. And consider the example that Jesus, the anointed one, has set before us. Lest his mindset become your motivation. As we celebrate the Christmas holiday, and we're celebrating as this time the birth of Christ. Remember what I said last week? That was the most selfless act in the history of creation. God taking flesh, taking on flesh, not sinning, and then sacrificing that perfect walk so that that blood sacrifice would atone for all sin of mankind for all time. That was selfless. And then what does he say for us to do? Emulate him. Follow him. Have his mindset. Yeah. right? But remember what Jesus said. He said, I don't do anything the Father don't tell me to do. Because even when he was in the garden with the cup, he said, hey, Lord, take this cup from me if it's your will. But hey, listen, I'm going to do what you say. I just paraphrased. But that's what he said. God, take this from me if there's another way. But guess what? I'm doing what you say. And what he was showing us is, listen, you can talk to God that way. God, listen, I feel like you're leading me here, but whew, I don't know. It's okay to talk to him that way. But then listen to what he says and then do it. Right? Let's go to James 3. Oh, I'm on time. James 3. I'm in the Passion again. I'm going to start in verse 13. It says, if you consider yourself to be wise and one who understands the ways of God, advertise it with a beautiful, fruitful life guided by the wisdom, by wisdom's gentleness. You see, I'm going to keep reading in a second. When you're spirit-led, you produce the fruit of the Spirit. Right? Do we know them? Love, joy, peace. That's one of my first ones. Like when I don't, when I'm the lack of peace, I'm not in the Spirit, guys. And I need to breathe deep and step back. When you're impatient with people, that's pretty selfish. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. You see, being plugged into him, this is the fruit that comes out. This is what I get to advertise, right? And for the 99 times that, you know, we're in the Spirit, we're advertising that, it'll be the one time we're in the flesh that that's what get advertised and the whole town gets to see. That's when you pick yourself up and in humility you say, Lord, forgive me. I'm going to go again. I'm going to plug back into you because I don't want to live a selfish life. I'm part of your body. I want to live selfless, guided by you. See, that's where the power is. You see, me trying to be selfless, doing my stuff, doesn't point to Jesus at all. It points right back to me. And again, tired, frustrated, bitter. It's not going to work, guys. I'm looking for the abundant life that he came to give me, right? Jesus wants, or Satan wants to steal that. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus says, I came to give life and life more abundant. That abundant life is what we want to walk in, but you're only going to walk in that by following the Holy Spirit of God. And again, I repeat myself over and over because, guys, this walk is a Spirit-led walk. It's one that you're not going to get there without him. And here's the thing, you don't want to. You don't want to. Look what it says. Never brag or boast about what you've done, and you'll prove that you're truly wise. Verse 14. But if there's bitter jealousy or competition hiding in your heart, then don't deny it and try to compensate it or compensate for it by boasting and being phony. Guys, I don't want to be phony. You know, one of the best compliments that I've received about this church, y'all aren't phony. You're the same goofy guy in the office you are up there. Yeah, I am. I'm the same guy. And it's just to show that Jesus used the foolish to confound the wise. So praise God, right? Verse 15 says, for that has nothing to do with God's heavenly wisdom, but can be best described as the wisdom of this world, both selfish, and look what it says, devilish. When you're walking self-focused, you're hand in hand with the devil because he is going to use you to hurt somebody else and hurt the witness of Christ. And we've all done it. Lord, forgive us. I've done it. Lord, forgive me. But I don't want to keep doing it in every relationship I have. I want to consider that person. I want to consider them. I want to ask the Holy Spirit, how do I relate to Ralphie Joe better? because Ralphie Joe is really getting on my nerves, Lord. I need to crucify some flesh here with Ralphie Joe, right? And he will, and he can. But only he can. And all of your effort in the world, in and of yourself, won't get you there. But all of your undivided focus on Jesus, power, power. Look what it says, verse 16. So wherever jealousy and selfishness are uncovered, you will also find many troubles and every kind of meanness. Like I said, it's true. But look what the wisdom from above says. Verse 17. The wisdom from above is always pure. It's filled with peace. It's considerate. And it's teachable. Lord, keep me teachable all the days of my life. It's filled with love. And it never displays prejudice or hypocrisy in any form. It always bears the beautiful harvest of righteousness. Good seeds of wisdom's fruit will be planted with peaceful acts by those who cherish making peace. That's why I read it in the Passion. I had that posted. I had it on the wall of my bathroom for 20 years in the Amplified. I could quote it to you. Because I want the wisdom from above. I do. Okay, last verse. We're almost there. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. I'm going to read it out of the New King James in the Passion. It says, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Run your race. Looking unto Jesus, there's our focus, the author and the finisher of our faith. He's already written it out, people, and he'll finish it through you, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Verse 2 in the Passion says, we look away from the natural realm. Remember, we want to function in the supernatural. We look away from the natural realm and we focus our attention. We focus our attention and our expectations onto Jesus, who birthed faith within us and who leads us forward into faith's perfection. His example is this, because his heart was focused on the joy of knowing that you would be his. He endured the agony of the cross and he conquered its humiliation and now sits exalted at the right hand at the throne of God. He's worth it, you guys. He is more than worth it. And I just want to encourage you in this season, okay? Stay in your position. Let's not let selfishness in any form lead us out of that position. And that's kind of just what I'm preaching, what I'm learning. Remember, I can't share something I don't have. I'm not perfect at it, but I'm working at it, right? Because it's important to him. And you say, you know, you listened to the message last week. I listened to it too again. Not because I think I'm such a great preacher, but because his word is right. I need to hear it because I need to focus on him too. Amen? Misty, if you'll come. Oh, let's say the scripture confessions first, and then I'll let Missy come. And thank you, Lord. My tablet is at 3%. It kept turning off. I'm like, what is going on around here? Oh, that's grace, too. You ready? Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has supplied all our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. No weapon formed against us will prosper, for our righteousness is of the Lord. But whatever we do will prosper, for we are like trees that are planted by the rivers of water. With what measure we meet, it is measured unto us. We sow bountifully, therefore we reap bountifully. We give cheerfully, and our God has made all grace abound toward us. And we, having all sufficiency of all things, do abound to all good works. No evil will befall us, neither shall any plague come nigh our dwelling. For you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. And in our pathway there is life and there is no death. We are doers of the word of God, and we are blessed in our deeds. We are happy in those things which we do, because we are doers of the word of God. The word of God is forever settled in heaven. Therefore, we establish his word upon this earth.
Amen. Wasn't that good? Oh my goodness. I think I could, I need that every day. Thank you, Pastor Moni, for sharing. It's so good. So we're just going to speak the blessings over you this morning. So just close your eyes. It's all scripture. Just soak it into your spirit because we know his word changes us. Amen. Blessed to be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, we have been born anew to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and to an inheritance which is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for us. The Lord blesses the godly, surrounding them with his shield of love. May you give attention to God's words of wisdom. May you incline your ear to the Lord's sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. May you walk with the integrity of God's royalty, caring not what man thinks, but obeying what God speaks to your heart. You are blessed when you keep the testimonies of God, when you seek him with your whole heart and walk in his ways. May your soul magnify the Lord, and may your spirit rejoice in God, your Savior. May you be filled with the fruit of righteousness, which comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God our Father. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, may you walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. May you walk in the grace God has given you in Christ Jesus. May you be made rich in every way, in all your speaking and in all your knowledge. May the Lord give you strength. May the Lord bless you with his peace. Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. All right. Again, if you have a question about something that we talked about today, or if you're not sure of the ABCs, don't leave without talking to me or someone here. Again, I said, you know, Jesus, he, as good as he is, he's better than you think. Don't miss him. Don't miss him. Okay, so tonight at 7 o'clock at the Schuller is Crystal and Will Yates. And they're just inviting everyone to come praise. All right, amen. Amen. Can't see that far if they're here. God bless them. We'll be praying for you that you're spirit led, and that praise will, it's going to reach his ears. I know it will. Amen. Christmas Eve service, 5:30 to 6:30. Okay, on the 24th. That's a Tuesday night, so it'll be in place of the normal Bible study. Okay. This Tuesday night is Testimony Tuesday. We have a fantastic testimony coming, so if you can't make it, just watch it on Facebook or on YouTube, okay? And don't forget, Christmas Day dinner, 1 o'clock here. Talk to Miss Jeannie so she's ready. But they're ready. They're doing so good. And pray for them, like I said, and pray for all those that are being touched with that ministry. Please do. And there's lots of folks that are fighting some health things. Pray for them. God knows exactly who they are. be praying for them. It's some people in our house. The thing is, God knows exactly who they are. I usually don't call out names and stuff because some people are a little more private about that stuff. But guess what? God wants to hear your prayers. And when you lift people up and you speak the word of God over those people, you say, well, I don't know who they are. Doesn't matter. God knows exactly who they are. Okay? So I'm going to close this in prayer. Have a fantastic week. We are spirit-led people because the Spirit of God resides inside of us, okay? Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity we have to come here and declare your word across this region, Father. Thank you for all those you're sending to this region that are declaring your word, Father. We know your word does not return void. It accomplishes everything that you've sent it to accomplish, Father. Thank you for giving us and sealing us with your Holy Spirit, that we will be led into all truth, Father. Help us to be teachable and leadable. Father, give us peace in this season. Jesus, you are the Prince of Peace. We walk in your peace. We have peace inside of us because we have your Spirit, and a fruit of your Spirit is peace. Father, give encouragement as we're empowered by your Holy Spirit to abound in that hope. We abound in great expectations that you have for your people as we walk in our established position in the body of Christ. And we thank you and we love you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Have a fantastic.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by the Lighthouse Church of Raton. For more information, check out our website at www.lighthouseraton.com or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/lighthouseraton. Please join us in person at 10 a.m. Sunday mornings at our new location, 1310 South 2nd Street in Raton, New Mexico. You can support the Lighthouse Radio Ministry by giving online at www.lighthouseraton.com or send a check to 1310 South 2nd Street, Raton, New Mexico, 87740. You are the peace in my troubled sea. You are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore. Troubled sea, whoa, you are the peace.